Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim coming to you live out of Philadelphia. What's going on today? First, let me do an assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on being with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want. Boy, here we have another Sunday. Ready to go, ready to rumble. Well, I will be here bringing you information that you can't get. Well, I can't figure you can't get anywhere else, but they're not. They're making sure that it's hard for you to get the information that I'm bringing to you, but every day, we're going to try to bring you some type of new information. The days that I can get on the air, you know, I'm scheduled to be on the air every day, so we're going to fight to get here. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's a rumble, you know. You see the stories that's in the book and what they had to go through to get what they got. It's tricky, you know. And that's where the occult practitioners, that's where the occult practitioners come in, okay? Now, basically, for the first few minutes of the show, we always talk about love because that's the problem with our communities, with our families, problem with everything. This culture did not teach us how to love. It teaches how to obsess. It don't teach us how to love, okay? So for the first few minutes, we're going to always talk about love. So we get that 5 minutes. And per request, we had a couple requests. I did a complete show on love, a whole hour. And I think it went pretty good, you know. Now, also, you have to remember that on there's like over 300 shows that you can call and download and listen to whenever you get ready. We even have shows on Will I Am, who spent a few months on the air with me. And he's put in some shows about the Anunnaki, the Draconians, and all that. If you want to know about those extraterrestrial people and what we were when we first got here, you know, just put in the Elohim Christ and for the show and just look up Will I Am, and his portion will come up, okay? Now, back to love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. What? Yeah, think about that. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, if you and your spouse knew how to do things and only did things to make the other person feel good, you would be in a feel-good relationship all the time. No trying to make them jealous, trying to see how much they love you and all that kind of stuff. Love is an action word. Tell how much they love you by what they do. What they do, how they talk, how much respect they give you, and things of that nature. This society teaches obsessionism, not love. Look, there's over 6 billion people on this planet, and over half of them are female. Okay? So, guys, there's enough females out here so you don't have to stalk and chase and go crazy over a particular one that don't want you. If they don't want you, you're not making them feel good by stalking them, okay? Sweet ladies, sisters out there, there's enough guys out here, okay? You can always find the person that you want. If the person, if you're not making a person, you can't make a person happy. That's number one. That's the biggest thing you have to get used to. You can't make a person happy. Either they're happy or they're not. It's not your job to make them happy. It's your job to make them feel good. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, if you go into the store and they like Rocky Road ice cream or whatever, it ain't nothing in the refrigerator, hey, bring some back with you when you come. Be on top of the little things. It's the little things that make a relationship work. It's the little things that make groups function properly. You know how they say the key is in the details, okay? The details are very important. When you get into a relationship or you come into a group or you're dealing with other people, you have to spend some time to learn them, especially if you have children. It's very important to learn from your children because I use the term children, but I'm using it loosely because according to the Bible, you have young men and women who are growing to be God. That's what it is. I mean, I'm not writing this. It's in the book. I'll tell you where it is in a few minutes. But I'm just saying, this is what you're growing. This is what you're dealing with, okay? So you have to learn from them as they develop because, believe it or not, your children don't have the experience that you have, but they're smarter than you. Hello? Because they're coming up on top of what you have done and what the society has done. So they have access to way more information than you have. You follow what I'm saying? So, yes, they're smarter. They don't have the experience to know when somebody's playing them for a sucker, but they are smarter than you. So listen to them. Let them teach you how to teach them, and they will, okay? It's kind of interesting. Children have certain things that they like. And as far as what they want to do in life, where they're trying to go, pushing them to the things that they like. Can you imagine doing something that you love doing all day long and getting paid for it? I don't care what it is. Even if they like playing a video game, they can get paid. They get paid by creating and playing video games. They got groups out here that will pay your child for just playing the games and reporting to them how they think the games are, the new games that's coming out. So I don't care what it is that they like. You know what I mean? There is something that they can get paid for. If they just like watching movies all day long, they got companies that will pay them to watch and criticize the movies and tell them what they think. You know what I'm saying? When the new movies come out. In fact, they get all the new movies for free and get paid to watch them. So it doesn't matter what your child is into, okay? What they like is what they should be, pursuing. Okay, and well, we'll get into who they are. Well, you can't teach them who they are until you really learn who you are. And this culture doesn't teach you who you are. Well, I shouldn't use the term culture. This society doesn't teach you who you are because they don't really want the masses to know who they are. Because if you knew who you were, okay, man, the planet will change. There's enough resources and wealth on this planet so that nobody needs to be hungry out of doors. None of that. Because there's enough resources for everything. But you got one guy sitting on $2 trillion and another guy can barely pay his rent. Something's wrong with that picture. You know, you might think, well, it's the guy's fault, you know, based on the reap what you sow culture. He has to change what he's doing. These people will block you from certain things. You know, they have red line districts where if you live in a certain area, you can't get loans and things like that there. You know what I mean? It's amazing what these people are doing out here. The biggest problem that we have is man and humanity to man. I know that's what I'm talking about, love here. I got off the track a little bit. But all this involves love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, if you're doing something and you know it's not going to make the other person feel good, just don't do it. If you want to say something and you know it's not going to make the other person feel good when you say it, just don't say it. Oh, hold your tongue. Watch what you're saying, you know? Now, you have to be able to sit down and discuss things with people, and you're going to have to discuss things that they don't like. But there is a way to communicate. There's a way to talk. There's a way to tell people certain things, you know? You can tell them in a negative manner. Now, you can watch the political arena right now. You listen to what Democrats are saying about Trump. Listen to what the Republicans are saying about Trump. The same story, two different spins. When they get their spin doctor together, oh, my goodness, they can make you seem like a villain or a hero. And it's the same story. You follow what I'm saying? So, but they're not into making the other person feel good. They're not into loving the other side. That's not what they're about, okay? They're about bringing the other side down and building themselves up. That's what's going on in the political arena right now. And that's why we have such a mess out there, because they're not practicing love. And what they're teaching you about love in the movies and on television, oh, my goodness, it's obsessionism. It's not, okay? You know, it's kind of interesting. But when you first meet a person, there's a frequency between the two, okay? I don't want to get... I haven't spent too much time on love. I want to talk 5 minutes. There's a frequency between the two, and you can feel the frequency when you first meet. It's nothing unusual about you meeting somebody for the first time, and all of a sudden, something clicks. You like them or you don't. They haven't done a thing. They just gives off a vibration. We talk about that back in the day, about vibes. I don't like his vibe. I don't like her vibes. You know what I mean? So each person has a unique frequency all of their own. This is how we used to communicate back in the day. We used to communicate based on what the frequency was. We didn't need names or anything. We knew you by your frequency. We knew who you were by your frequency. So nobody needed names and titles and all that stuff. That's a long time ago. We'll get into that one day, one of the other lectures. But right now, the topic for today is how did the cave dwellers get to be so powerful? They did something, okay, that we're not doing. We listen to what our elders wrote down and told them what to do. When that Bible came out, listen carefully now, it's important. When that Bible came out, those who had the book were not ever supposed to be captive, enslaved again, ever. So what happened? How did everything flip? Every 2,000 years, there's a tribal change. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. These are the five tribes of the planet, okay? There's a tribal change. If you go through history, you'll see that every couple thousand years, the black, brown, red, yellow, white, okay? After the white tribe, they didn't have their 2,000 years. Their time is up, okay? And they're fighting to hold on to power, you know what I mean? But their time is up. And it's going to shift back to the black tribe. When I say black tribe, I'm not talking about the brown, red, and yellow. I'm talking about the actual black. You got some blue, black. You got some black people out there that's black. I mean, black. You know what I'm saying? So the system's going to start switching towards wherever they're living at. That's where they find certain minerals and things that are making them rich. When the brown tribe, okay, we're talking about the Arabs and all those guys, when they were coming into power, the energy shifted to where they lived. That's when coming to the oil and all of that kind of stuff. All of a sudden, they became rich and powerful. You see what I'm saying? It all makes a difference. Now, in Africa, the new minerals that we need for the technology that we're doing, those minerals are being found in Africa. And they're over in Africa like crazy looking for those minerals to do certain things. It's like Afghanistan has certain minerals and stuff. That they had, you know. But now what they have been doing is they have been functioning under the dog-eat-dog culture. Now, listen to this. Regardless of what they're teaching, there's only two cultures. There's a reap-what-you-sow culture and the dog-eat-dog culture. How you dance and jump and sing and play football and all that kind of stuff, that has nothing to do with your culture. That's society's way of distracting you from religion and politics. That's what's running everything, okay? They even tell you when you're growing up, I don't talk about religion and politics. That's what they tell you when you're growing up, because it's a complicated subject. That's all you need to be talking about, basically, and how you're going to fit in into the politics, and how you're going to fit in into the religion. That's another problem, too. They're not teaching you what religion is. That's a big problem because two ways of looking at the Bible. One is power and one is for influence. The influence is the occult practitioner. Okay. A lot of people get mad when I say this, but all of the so-called religions on the planet right now are practicing the occult. And this is how they're drawing people in. That occult conversation is really, really something. Boy, oh boy. They will get you excited, fired up. You ready to go and kill something if they fire you up the right way with the occult teaching. You follow what I'm saying? But there's also power. Okay, that brings us into today's topic. How did the cave dwellers become so powerful? You have been taking that, you've taken your Bible, right? And you're reading it from the occult mindset. But there's a power system in the book that if you follow it, you'll never be enslaved. Nobody will ever be able to bring you down. You'll be rich and wealthy beyond your wildest dreams. You know what I mean? But it takes a minute. Now, if you read the stories that's in the book and you see what they all went through to get where they got, it's a journey. And you have to be ready to make the journey. You have to be ready to make the trip if you want to get what you need for your tribe. When I say tribe, I'm talking about your children, your family. Well, I don't like using the term family because a lot of us don't have family. Wait a minute, brother. Maybe I got a family. I got a mama and a brother and a sister. That's not your family. That's your tribe. Your family is the economic structure that you have to take care of your tribe. What kind of financial situation are you in to take care of your tribe and its diaspora? Most of us are coming from a tribe with 500 to 600 people in it. You know what I mean? So automatically, if you're in tune with your tribe, if you have a product on the market, you got 500, 600, 700 sales right off the bat if you're connecting with your tribe. But they don't teach us how to do that. See? They limit our connection to what they call family members, you know, mama, papa, my couple little brothers and sisters. I got a couple aunts and uncles. You never talk to them. You have no reason to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're dealing with the holidays. That's another thing. We can't get caught up on what the holidays are about. You have to change your thought process on the holidays. The holidays is about you connecting with your tribe. All five. Some of us got tribes that are over 1,500. In Africa, we had tribes that was larger than Philadelphia. That's what I'm saying, you know? But they have switched the thought process. They're getting the power, and you're not getting the power. Okay, now here's what happened to the quick cave dwellers, okay? They knew something was going on, so they went into Kemet. When they first went into Kemet, what we call Egypt, man, they saw the wealth and what was going on and the magnificent cities that was lit up by the pyramids. Oh, that's right, the pyramids lit up the entire city. You'll get more into that later on. But the cities was lit up and the people seemed so happy. Everything was going on. They loved it. They said, man, we got to learn. So they sent their children, and well, they sent as many people as they could, what they call scholars, to learn from the Egyptian system, because they couldn't seem to get anything done. And once they learned from the Egyptian system, they learned how to put armies together, how to build societies and all that. And then they went into the dog-eat-dog culture and start beating up, robbing, taking, stealing everything they can get their hands on. That's the dog-eat-dog culture. Dog-eat-dog culture is about power. And if you ain't got no power, they come and take what you have. Look at history, okay? When they make a peace treaty, they come in, they start beating you up, taking what you have, and then if you fight back, you sign a peace treaty. But a peace treaty is an act of war. A lot of us don't know that. It's a declaration of war. It's a war of attrition. Attrition is, over time, what you can build up to protect yourself. That's attrition, materials and planes and whatever you got, whatever you're building up. You know what I'm saying? To protect yourself, that's the war of attrition. And once they out attrition you, once they build up more stuff than you, what do you think they're going to do? They're coming. And the dog-eat-dog cult, the culture, they're always coming. That was a problem in Africa. We got so comfortable and so relaxed at what was going on. We stopped building up our military. And that was a big mistake. You always build up your military. Now, America ain't making that mistake. We got the largest military budget on the planet because they done stole so much. And they know the people want their stuff back. Before I go any further, I want to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. And if you have a comment or something to say, now this is an interactive show, just press 1 on your phone, okay? And it will let me know that you have something to say or a shout out. If you have a business, you want to advertise your business or something on our airwaves, that's fine too. Just hit 1, let me know you have something to say, and I'll open up your mic. Now, we don't use we don't use your name enough unless you want us to. We use the last 4 digits of your phone number, and that will let you know that we're talking to you. Okay, that it's your turn to speak when we have something to say, all right? Anyhow, they took the book, all right? Let's get back to how did cave dwellers come to conquer the entire planet? Well, they ain't really conquer the entire planet, but a lot of this bluff. But what I'm saying is that their influence, now they have global influence. You can't argue with that. Okay. What they did, right? Now, after they came, now Rome can only get so far because they just couldn't seem to get to a certain point that they could go into the entire planet. There's parts of the planet they never even been to. You know, Rome didn't conquer, they say, the known world. I just want to say the world in there, but Rome beat up on quite a few people. But they just didn't have what it takes to go global. And what Constantine did, let's go back to Constantine, he bumped into one of his generals, okay? He left to put down a rebellion by the Gnostics. Those were the actual followers of Yahshua ben Pindara, whom you call Jesus. That's his name. If you look him up, he's a historical figure. He got a family. They got temples named after family and everything. Once you look him up, Yahshua ben Pindara, that's his name, okay? I got that from one of the black historians, Antoine Crazy, in the book. Okay, now that's his name. So what I'm saying is that when Constantine went to put down a rebellion, they ran into the Gnostics, and they were fighting the Gnostics. They were the followers of Jesus. They were rumbling out there. And what Constantine didn't know was that General Maurice was the Gnostic. He was a follower of Yahshua. And when General Maurice realized who he was fighting, he took his Roman uniform off and joined the Gnostics. And his soldiers loved him so much. Now, you know, if you're following the teachings of Jesus, really following the teachings of Jesus, people are going to love you because you're fair, you're honest, you do things the right way. So his soldiers loved him, and they wouldn't fight for nobody but him. And Constantine said, wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? So what Constantine did, because Constantine's wife's brother, you can, all this is in history, you can check this all this out. Constantine's wife's brother took over Rome. And Constantine, he had to go back to Rome to take back Rome, and he had an army or nothing because the army was deserting him because of the General Maurice. So what he did, he joined the Gnostics. He became a Gnostic. Well, call him a Christian now, but he joined the Gnostics. And with that, with him becoming a Gnostic, General Maurice taught him how to read the Bible as a code book. And Constantine never looked back. He took the book, changed things around in society and all that, and then they became powerful. You follow what I'm saying? Now, Maurice, they appreciated so much what he did that he's now called a saint in the Christian community. He's called Saint Maurice. Okay, black at the street, they know who he was. They call him Saint Maurice, okay, because of what he did. He showed them the codes. Now, the problem with the other tribes is that when they got the Bible, they weren't being taught the book as a code book. They were being taught the book as a cult practitioner portion of the book. That's what they were using. So under the occult, you can get lots of influence and people and all that, but the power, you're missing the power, okay? And that's what's going on. So now what we're doing, okay, I don't know how long they can let us be on the airways like this. We're getting some pushback now. But what we're doing now, every day, all right, we're going to be giving you the information in the Bible that brings you to power, okay? Brings you to power. And that's what you want. Right now, we need power so that we can overcome what's going on around us and our societies and schools and every other thing else. They have the power because they know how to read the book of code. It ain't no coincidence that you can't even hold office without taking an oath on the Bible. You think that's a coincidence? They know where their power comes from, and they respect it. Like when Biden took office, boy, that Bible he had, I would sure like to get a look at that. I'm telling you, see that little old big Bible he had? So I would sure like to get a look at that. But anyhow, none of this stuff is a coincidence. See, once you're able to read the Bible, you have a different thought process. You begin to notice things that normally you wouldn't see. You know what I mean? They say things and they go right by you. You know, in one ear and out of the other, as the old folks used to say. I should say that I'm one of the old folks myself. But as Mom and them used to say, in one ear and out the other, because they have you so programmed that you can't hear what's going on right around you. And it's absolutely amazing. Now, the first thing that you have to get used to is who you are. That's written on the Egyptian wall. Know thyself. If you don't know yourself, how are you going to know the things around you? How are you going to teach the children who they are and what's going on? How are you going to have them come to power if you don't even know where to get the power from? If you don't know how to get into what's going to bring you the power, okay? So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because we talk about this so much. The first thing that the book tells you, well, not the first thing, but one of the key things in understanding the Bible as the code book, right, is knowing who you are. And the book tells you who you are. Psalm 82:6, you are all God. That means your ancestors knew there ain't no spook person out there, that if something going to have to be done, the man in the mirror is going to have to get up and get it done. I don't care how much food you got in your refrigerator. You can pray from now to doomsday. But if you don't get up and cook, you will starve to death. You know what I'm saying? You are all God. And this was one of the mistakes that we made. We didn't look at the European as no God. Hey, this white boy ain't no God. He's so dumb, he don't know anything. You know what I'm saying? Look what's going on. He's got a sword on your neck. You know what I'm saying? You underestimate who are. Things get by you. They get over on you. Next thing you know, they have your house. This country is our house. They came in and took the country. They didn't come here with no picket signs. Okay, they didn't come here with no kumbaya. They came here with guns and biological weapons, and they took the country. This is what they did. Okay, now because they know who they are. Now, if you go back in history, you'll see that when they made other tribal members slaves, we had to call them master. They got stores, lord and tailors. They know they lords. They know who they are, the 1%. Now, when I say 1%, I'm not just talking about the cave dwellers. I'm not just talking about the Europeans. I'm talking about every tribe have their 1%. And the 1% know who they are. That's why they don't have no problem with sitting up there in the big seat giving you orders and telling you what to do and raking in that money, because they know who they are. Your ancestors knew that the power lies within you. You have the power to design. That's what a god is. A god is a designer. Okay, they run this little trick on us. They talk about what they call it. This guy come up with. Oh, Darwinism. Either it's evolution or designism, and like it's a competition between the two. You follow what I'm saying? Ain't no human beings the monkeys ain't turning into human beings. It's just not happening. The system is not set up like that. The system is set up to be consistent. Are we designing stuff right now? Yes, we're designing everything. Think about it. According to the natural laws, men and women cannot fly. You go outside and flap your arms, you're not going anywhere. It's not natural for you to fly like a bird. Okay, it's just not natural. As a god, a designer, when I say god, I'm talking about being a designer. I ain't talking about Tom Cruise by a cone and the mountains fall down and all that. I ain't talking about that. That's the kind of, I don't know where to get. Boy, that's the occult. That's the occult teachings of what a god is, so that they can get in between you and your power. And they be on the pulpit telling you, well, God told me the other day. See, if you understood the code, you have to ask them a question. The men and women of God, what God you talking about? When did you call this God you talking about that told you something? You see what I'm saying? It gives you a different thought process. You are a designer. You could design a better life for yourself. We want to fly. We designed a plane, okay? the Herculean transport, one of the largest planes that the military used. The design of that comes from out of the pyramids in Egypt. That's the design they're using the plane. Okay, if you check it out, the Wright brothers didn't start actually flying until they found the design of that plane in Kemet. All right, the Wright brothers get credit for putting the engine on the plane, on the design to make the plane go farther and all that. That's what they did. Okay, but you are designers. You have to stop thinking in terms of somebody else designing stuff for you. You know more about what you need than anybody on the planet. Also, I want to say again that the if you want to have a comment or something to say, or if you want to challenge what I'm saying, that's fine too. I'm not going to debate it with you. That's what I'm saying. I'll get your thought process, you get my thought process, and we move on. Not a question of right or wrong. It's just a question of hearing what each other have to say. Press 1 on your dial. Then let me know you have something to say. I'll open up your mic, and you can say whatever you have to say, okay? Now, right now, I got a little carried away. Sometimes I do that. And normally, I do my little commercial to give people that are trying to do things out there a chance to get back a little bit. And I usually do it in half an hour, but I kind of got carried away, got talking too much. This should have been a 2-hour show. I still got so much more to get into, but I got to stop and do the commercial. This is Elohim 5 Tribe with Constellation Osiris. Radio presents. We call it the Constellation Elohim. They call it Osiris. Used to be called Orion's Belt. I just to give you a little update for those of you who are not into astrology. Okay. we present Elohim Speaks 8 to 9 p.m. daily. And we don't hear daily. I'm not going to be sending out no more text. We'll be here every day. Check us out. And some days we miss, it'll tell you there's no show today. Our goal, our aim is to be here every day dropping this information because we need to know how to get our power back. And that's what this is all about, how to get back into power, okay? We do not mention your name unless you want us to. If you want to give some shout-out, just press 1 on the dial. We don't mention your name. We just use the last 4 digits of the phone number to let you know that we're talking to you, okay? And if you have a group or company and you want to do your advertising, we don't charge the advertisers on the show. You can advertise, or we can put your name on the list if you want to tell us what to say. that number is 215-758-1703. I'll give that number out a couple more times during the broadcast. And we can put your advertising right on this like we're doing right now for other people, okay? Now, on Monday, we're talking about we're not talking about health on Monday. I guess the wrong list here. But on Sunday, we talk about the Bible. Actually, we're going to be talking about the Bible every day. But we're going to break it off into where they're getting their power from and how they're getting it based on health, based on politics, based on everything, okay? So Sunday is basically Bible 2.0, okay? Monday is Society News. We have a society, Elohim 5 Tribe, Society of Love. That's our website. You can go to it, and we're in the process of getting it set up so that you can put product on the site to be sold across the net if you want to. You know, like Walmart, Amazon, and all that. We have to build our own. That's what we have to do, and that's what we're in the process of doing, okay? And Tuesday is the Tyrannical Scriptures. We teach from the Bible. We're reading from the Bible, Tyrannical Scriptures, on Tuesday. Wednesday, we deal with politics, coming from the Bible. In the Bible, that book is a bit. You'll see as we get into it and you read it from a different perspective, you'll see how powerful this book is. It bothers me when they put it down. But anyhow, on Thursday is economics. Friday is health. We talked about health this Friday. Saturday is Black History. We do Black History because they're blocking you from knowing. When I say Black History, I'm talking about Black, brown, red, yellow, white. Anything that's melanated history, that's what we're going to go into, okay? And you'll see that each tribe, Black, brown, red, yellow, white, has a very powerful history. The Europeans have a powerful, we call them Europeans, not really Europeans, because the first settlers in Europe weren't white, okay? Even Europa, she was a Black queen. But anyway, I'm not going to get into history, but if they study their history, they get rid of the Darwin concept. They'll find that they have a very powerful history. Instead of stealing our history, they have a very powerful history of their own, you know, once they know where they came from. Once they realize where they come from, we'll talk about that too, you know. Now, we have an album on the market called Jesus is Coming. It's a gospel album, okay? It's a CD Baby, 4/CD, 4/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. And you can check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube, Elohim 10 Tracks. Just click that up and the album will come up. You can listen to it if you want to hear what it sounds like. I did everything on the album. I played all the instruments, all that stuff. I wrote the whole doggone thing, okay? Now, one of the albums called When Jesus 911 Jesus Mercy, when Jesus is coming back. Okay. Now the question that we ask ourselves, when he come back, where he coming from? He comes from the same place he came from the first time. Out of the goddess's womb. And so you sisters out there, okay? Be mindful of this abortion trick that they're playing on you. Okay. We need those babies. Ever since Roe versus Wade came out, twice as many black babies were aborted than white, I'm telling you now, okay? That's one reason why they came out with it, you know? I have a different philosophy about abortion and all that, but we're not going to get into that. But we need those babies because that's our future. Be careful what you dump because that child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess. You know what I'm saying? And brothers, it takes two to make them. So, you know, you got to stick by them, sisters. When the babies start coming out, you got to be there 24/7. You follow what I'm saying? you can't get a light with it. Start moving around, you know. We need you there, okay? Now, don't forget to check out my book, The Radical Scriptures, Part 2 of Christ Has Come. For more information on the book, send a CD portion as well. Just call 215-758-1703, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Okay, and you can find out more about the book. You want to find out more about society, you can do that as well, okay? We're going to be getting into some other things. You know, we got to get into, those of you who are not into the Bitcoins and that type of money marketing, you need to spend some time there because we're set up on our own bank. It's called a node. You can run your own bank, have your own coins out there and everything. You know what I'm saying? The power's out there, but you have to be in the mindset that you're going to go get it. So if you don't know anything about the blockchain technology, spend an hour or two, learning a little bit about that blockchain technology. It's pretty amazing. So we need to get a little more into that, okay? Legacy of the Nation, we'll not be hosting Legacy of the Nation. Well, Brother Mac, he did transition, the one that used to do Legacy of the Nation. So on Saturday, we're going to be doing Legacy of the Nation in honor of Brother Mac, okay? He's a very powerful brother. He's my elder, you know. He was my go-to guy, you know what I'm saying? And it'll be the same number. But we'll be here every day. So we on Saturday, 8 to 9, we'll be here every day, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra11. She has spoken word. And boy, does she speak a word. I'm telling you, it's good to listen to. Last time I checked out, she was doing some singing. She sounded pretty good out there. So you can go on YouTube and check her out, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Nikki Lowe. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes she's on YouTube. And so if you want to give her a call, her number is 909-749-8626. Give her a call. She's a very powerful sister. I'm telling you. I like powerful people. And I did a reading on her. She did a reading on me, and she did so good. I said, well, I got to plug her, whether she's on or not. I got to plug her. So give her a call. And let me run that number by you again. That number is 909-749-8626. If you want to know any more about the spiritual side, which we need to learn more about our spiritual side, if I'm saying, you know, give her a call. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're in the ACL 1918, 1929 of the world. They meet every week. So for more information, contact us at Mark P. His number is 267-822-2320. That's the UNIA. Those of you who are not familiar with the UNIA, that's an organization of Marcus Garvey built 100 years ago, became the largest black organization in history, period. There's not been a black organization larger than that one in the United States. Okay, I might even say around the world, but I don't want to go there far. Okay, and also like to give a shout out to UAIA. That's when they're offering land to build on in Africa, the RBG industry. They make designer clothes, flags, buttons. If you need some red, black, and green flags, you know who to call. This number is 609-638-5828. And he does a pretty good job. Now, his stuff is going to be showing up on our site as well. And there's going to be a lot of stuff on the site that you'll be able to buy that is hard to actually just plug in and get, you know, because they're stealing everything. They're taking all of our commodities, you know, and they're blocking us out. They're not giving us access. And you want to see what's going on? Go on YouTube. Watch one of those movies and look at the commercials. See who has access to the commercials. You don't see a whole lot of, if you're not melanated, a whole lot of us on there getting commercials. They're blocking our access so we can't have the money, okay? They learn how to do this from the book, okay? His number, once again, is 609-638-5828. Yes, UAIA-RDG Industry, okay? Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Save More Electronics. That's the industrial electricity. They do electricity, so if you need so much of lights and your bulbs and all that, you know, just give them in, you know, things ain't going right, just give them a call. And that number is 215-909-3352, okay? You can contact them from 9 to 5. It's one of my son's companies, so you know I got to get her my plug. What can I tell you, you know? When your children do stuff, stick your chest out. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, okay? I also like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton. He has 7 CDs on the market. He writes in the name of Thomas E., and you can give him a call if you want to know about his music. His number is 267-259-4077. And when you listen to my album, you hear some of that pretty harmony on there. He's the one that helped me do it. You know, he's got a beautiful voice, you know. I also want to give a shout out to Taylor Cox Learning Academy, a licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. That's one of my little ones as well. I got to stick my chest out. They're doing something out there, you know. She's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse. She has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So if you want quality children's service, it's called 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Her email is taylorcoxlearningacademy@gmail.com. I'd like to give a shout out to a naturopathic healer. You know, so you don't always have to run to the European medicine to get stuff done. We have Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And we have Dr. Bill. His number is 61-560. You know, hang these guys on speed dial. You need to be sick. No, nobody really needs to be sick. So give these guys a call. And don't worry. Be healthy. Okay, back to the topic. I really have to make this 2-hour show. The hour don't seem to be enough here. okay. The topic for today. How did the cave dwellers get so powerful? And we went through that. Now that they know who they are, okay, now that you know who you are, and you know that if something has to be done, you don't have to be the one to get out here and do it. You have to do for self, okay? The power of the universe works for you because of who you are, okay? Who are you? Okay? You are the universe expanding itself. That's why you're unlimited, okay? That there's no limit to what you can do, what you can achieve once you realize who you are. You don't have to pray to the universe. Just tell the universe what you want. But remember, like Mama say, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. In fact, they're giving us our own teachings back. They made a CD called The Greatest Secret on the Planet. Ain't no secret. It's read what you sow. Read what you sow, a mindset that we're supposed to be under. What you think about, you dream about. That's read what you sow. You know, there's a mental portion to it as well as a physical portion to the concept. Read what you sow is science. That's our science. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. That's science. They just call it science. But read what you sow is science. They just don't want you to know where they're getting this information from. That's what's going on. So they say science, and read what you so concept never enters your mind. You're not programmed to hear where they're getting this stuff from, because they don't want you to know where they're getting it from. If you know where they get it from, you can go get it yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to wait for them to go and discover something that you knew about. They are, we just discovered a new pyramid. But like the people walking around it every day don't know it's there. But they got to discover it. You know what I'm saying? You got to listen to the word and what they're saying. Okay? We don't have a lot of time, but certain information I just want to get out. Like when they say Darwin's theory of evolution, look up the word theory. It's the thought that cannot, well, I say cannot, but haven't been proven. So why are we getting caught up in the into evolution? It's something that they can't prove. They can't prove it. They use words very carefully. When they use the word theory, that means it's a theory. It's not a fact. It's a theory. Designism is not a theory. It's a fact. We're designing stuff every day. We're off the planet. We're moving faster than the speed of sound right now, you know? And if we need something else, we'll design something to do that too as well. There's no limit to who and what we can do because of who you are, okay? Now, there's certain words. I challenge certain words like word create. Now, remember, all you have to do is press one on your dial if you have a comment or something to say, and I will open up your mic, and you can say or give a shout out or whatever you want to do, okay? Okay, so that's just an interactive show. You can jump in anytime you want. Okay, I welcome the comment. Okay, the term create, making something from nothing. Every scientist knows you can't make something from nothing. You have to have something to get started. Okay, we go back to what's called the uncaused cause. I ain't going to get too much on this. We go back to what's called the uncaused cause. Okay, that means I don't care what kind of thought process you're under, you have to go back to a point in motion. That's what time is. Time is just time measures motion. That's all it does. You know, it's only a thing unless something's moving or not moving. Okay, you can't measure until it starts moving. Anyhow, you have to go back to a time when something was here. That something was not made. It was already here, and everything in the cosmos is made up out of energy. You're made out of energy, so you weren't created, you were made. You're made out of the same source substance that everything in the universe is made out of. But there's a difference. There's an incorporeal side to you. There's a side to you that runs this physical dimension, okay? It's called your incorporeal self. They call it spirit and soul. They got so many different names for them, just to distract you so that you know who you really are. Okay, you're actually cosmic beings, and you have no limit. You don't even die. Basically, the physical moves on, but not you. Okay, you go out into, you go home, which is an incorporeal dimension, up near the black hole, up near Cyrus, A, B, and C. I didn't want to give you that lecture either, but you go home, and then you come back into a physical form again. That's why I have a problem with the abortion hookup, because when the egg, when that seed is fertilized, okay, scientists know this because they have the machines to look at the egg when it's first being fertilized. And when that egg is first fertilized, a light comes around the egg. The egg vibrates at a certain frequency, and that's when you, as an incorporeal entity, enters the egg. That's when the child is alive. Right then, that's when the child is alive. Because if the incorporeal energy don't get in that egg, you're going to have a stillborn baby. Because there's no real life in the baby. The real life of the baby is the corporeal portion of you. That's who you really are. Not this meat suit that you're living in. This is why you're unlimited. There's just so much you can do. I'm just reintroducing you to the book that in a way that they're not showing you. I want you to come back into your power, all right? Now, I'm just going to say a couple of things here because we're almost out of time here. Okay, now, if you want to learn, okay, you want to learn how they knew who they were. Okay, that's Psalms 82. Okay? That tells them who they were. And once they realize, hey, man, these people ain't no better than me. These Egyptians with all this stuff and these huge armies, they're not better than me. The books say that I'm a god too. I can do the same thing myself. All I got to do is sit back and learn and figure out how they did it. And that's what they did. The fear, okay, of somebody being better or greater than them was lost. Once they lost that fear, hey, man, they started doing what they had to do. And this is what you have to do. You have to lose the fear of somebody being greater than you. Because when you look in that mirror, there's nothing on the planet greater than what's in that mirror. Michael Jackson come out talking about the man in the mirror. You follow what I'm saying? But now you're not better than anybody else, but nobody else is better than you. Any achievement that any being on this planet have made, so can you. Because you have no limit. From what we did 50 years ago, you know what I mean? When I was first coming up, we didn't have television. We listened to Joe Louis on the radio. Come on, I say this all the time because I want you to react. I want you to wake up a thought process that's in you, letting you know, okay, that you have no limit. Anything that you want to do, you can do. I don't care what it is. If you want to do it, you just sit down, sit in the middle of a circle, see how other people have done it, study, and go do it, and go do it yourself. You can do it. Don't get on the outside of a circle running around like if you're on a hamster wheel. You never get anything done, okay? Boy. Now they learn that they can get help from E.T. Wait a minute, brother. Now you're going a little too far. How do they know they learn they get help from E.T.? It's in Genesis, the Exodus, okay? What do you think was going on with the writing with the fingers of God? That was laser technology. Okay, the cloud up there making all that doggone noise. That was the stealth technology with the ship up there. If I don't say, they had went to the mountain and they could see the burnt portion of the mountain that was caused by the ship. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? And as far as evidence, what evidence in the book that some other man was God, you know? Moses, they told Moses became a god and Aaron became the prophet. It's all in there, but you can't see it. It goes in one ear and out the other because you've been programmed. And when they tell me, well, you can't go against God, well, what God are you talking about that you want to say I can't go against? You mean when you get to these churches, I follow the money. That's the God you serve and follow the money. And when they said that men and women are God, that means that everywhere in the book they talk about God, they talk about a man or woman. Okay? That's just a brief introduction to all of this. This is how the cave dwellers began to come into power through St. Maurice, okay? When he taught Constantine the code of the book, and that's what I'm going to be doing every day. I'm going to be teaching you the code to bring you back into your power, okay? And because we put the book down, they picked it up. They run on the planet and we're not, okay? And that's it. Now, I have walked the path of... then I read what you saw, and I eagerly embrace all that I have done to come back to me today. So let it be written, so let it be done. But listen, love is an act and make others feel good. Whatever you're doing, whoever you're around, figure out how to make them feel good. If you're not making them feel good, you're not loving them. You follow what I'm saying? Learn to love each other. Learn to make each other feel good, okay? And you'll be in a feel good relationship all day long if this is what we need. Okay? With that, this is your brother, Elohim. We'll be signing off. We're out of time. And just remember that no more texts are going to be going out. Okay? I'm just going to be here every day. So check in. And the days I'm not here, we'll tell you there's no show. And more than likely, I'm going to be here. Okay? So with that, we will chit-chat some more tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're talking about society's news. So plug in, find out what society's doing. And don't forget that address, Elohim, Bob Tribe, Society of Love. Go there and check out our site, okay? Much love, guys.